Welcome to Sam and Jack Sports. Today we are joined by Chris Blake and Caleb Weiss.
Hello. All right, we're on WDOT Port Washington, and our PSA for today is recycling. Since 2010, 60% of communities have had low access to curbside recycling, yet recycling rates are still surprisingly low. In fact, only 34.3% of 254 million tons of trash Americans generated that year was recycled or composted. And in an ad council survey, 62% of Americans admitted that they were not avid recyclers. To improve these rates, the ad council teamed up with Keep America Beautiful and San Francisco-based ad agency Piera and O'Dell to launch the I Want to Be Recycled campaign. This playful and powerful campaign personifies everyday recyclable objects, allowing plastic bottles, steel cans, and more to share the dreams of a different life.
And our promo today is...
The boys varsity swim team. Our next meet will be Friday against Levittown East Meadow.
Okay, and for our disclaimer today is the program you are listening to may contain language or material that could be considered offensive. The views expressed are not those of the DJ and not necessarily those of WDOT or other WDOT station members.
As
we therefore advise you to carefully consider whether you or your children should listen.
As we are running a short show today, we're going to start with the four divisional playoff games in the NFL, and then we're going to move our way on to the NBA. So, first, I want to start with the Texans-Ravens. The Texans coming off an astonishing win, coming and absolutely destroying the Browns. Then we have the Ravens, who got the first round bye and have been ready for this game. What do we think, guys?
All right, so I want to start off with the Browns-Texans game, and I just have to say that Joe Flacco might have single-handedly ruined their game. I mean, two pick sixes is awful in the first place, but the way he did it, he just wasn't, like, holding the football well. He was not managing the game well. So, yeah. What do you think about it, Caleb?
I agree.
Yeah, it was definitely a tough game for them.
And obviously, the Ravens who have their first round bye. So then we have the Texans against the Ravens. I think CJ Stroud has an amazing year and is an amazing player, but I don't see them beating the Ravens, the number one seed.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is definitely a good run for them, but I mean, it has to end at some point. There's no way he makes it to the Super Bowl, even though as much as people and Texans fans might want him to make it, I don't think he will.
Moving on, we have the Packers, who single-handedly destroyed the Cowboys. And then Jordan Love showing why he was drafted. Then the 49ers coming off their first round bye. That game, I mean, Jordan Love, I feel like Jordan Love, CJ Stroud, if you looked at their stats from the first two games, it's very similar. Both throwing for three touchdowns and around 270 yards. And I just can't see either of those teams beating the Ravens and the 49ers with their teams playing as well as they were.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like the Packers might have hit the jackpot again. I mean, Jordan Love has been playing great, and people have said the season, I mean, they've been up and down about him, but it seems like after, it's been Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, and then we're going straight to Jordan Love after one season, just after Aaron Rodgers leaves.
Then, we have the Bucks against the Lions. The Bucks came off a great win against the Eagles, while the Lions narrowly beat the Rams, especially after Jared Goff and Matthew Stafford switching places. I take the Lions. I think Dan Campbell is an amazing coach, and I don't see them coming close to the Bucks. Then I think the most talked about game is the Chiefs-Bills game. That game, in its history, has been amazing, and I don't really see a clear winner here. I think this will be an amazing matchup between these two great teams.
Yeah, I mean, you were talking about the Rams-Lions game before. Definitely, it was very narrow victory for the Lions, and Dan Campbell finally getting the first win for Lions in the playoffs in 32 years. It's just crazy to think about. But, I mean, I don't think that they're going to go much farther. Maybe win the divisional round, but I don't even think they will do that. They narrowly beat the Rams, but... And then the Chiefs-Bills game, I think It's going to be star power offense versus offense. I mean, you have Legarius Sneed on defense for the Chiefs, but I don't think that's going to be enough. I think Patrick Mahomes is going to find a way to get to Rasheed Rice, Travis Kelce.
Well, this time will be being played in Buffalo, which is a huge difference.
Yeah, that definitely is. It's home field advantage, and that's not as big as college football, but I'd say it still has a decent impact on the game. So
now moving on to the NBA, which our two guests know a lot about. The Celtics, who are three games ahead of the Bucks in the East, and I mean, is there any stopping the Celtics?
I believe that, you know, the Celtics have been playing great, but so have the Bucks. Dame has really been showing why he was a great addition to the squad.
Yeah, I mean, he had the buzzer beater just a few games ago, and that was electric. I mean, you could see him. He took a deep three from top of the key, and somehow he gets it in. It's crazy.
I mean, that's what Dame does.
Dame time at his finest. So,
Chris, what do you think about the 76ers with Joel Embiid and their new and their young player Maxey?
Tyrese Maxey has been a stud. He's been going off night on night basis, and you have him paired with Joel Embiid as a center. He's been dominant. 10 boards, 30 points. Just
I think Joel Embiid
stacked.
I just want to say something that Joel Embiid is like the perfect example of a modern center, as well as
Nikola Jokic,
as well as Jokic. They're like exactly what you need as a modern center. Like bringing the Knicks over, if you look at Mitchell Robinson, he is a great center,
but he's not scoring.
You don't see him do any like fancy passes.
You see the
but
modern
you see
centers?
Him block and get rebounds. Now these modern centers like Jokic and Embiid are getting the ball, being that big man in the middle, and then scoring.
And yeah, they're becoming, these modern centers are becoming a lot more playmaking.
They're versatile. Exactly. I mean, they can shoot, they can score in the paint, they can pass, and they also have the ability to play defense. If you have that kind of guy on your team, obviously it's just a huge advantage. I mean, almost unguardable.
Can we talk about the Pistons winning?
Oh. winning
their first game after a 28-game win streak just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
lose
I mean,
streak.
Lose streak, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it's so hard. That was hard to watch. I remember I was watching the Celtics-Pistons game, and we almost lost to the Pistons, but the Celtics pulled it out in, like, OT or something.
Yeah.
It's just like...
Yeah.
Cade Cunningham can only do so much. Like he's a talented young player, but he can only do so much to carry the team.
Yeah, I mean he's getting dragged down into the mud. He's scoring 40 game. I saw him one of his stat lines, and it was like he scored 40 points, and he still got and they still lost. I mean it's just
since he's been drafting, he's been showing why he can be one of the stars on a team, but he's just. He's not on the right team. I think
I mean, I don't think anybody there is on the right team. I don't think the coach. I don't think anyone in that organization is where they should
they
be.
They need the GM to make a move that before the trade deadline. They need to get some star. I don't care who it is. They need to get somebody on their team. At least, it doesn't even matter if they're old, young. If they're a veteran, it would be better to me because they still have a few years left, but they're also going to produce a little bit.
Maybe they can pick up, I know Chris Paul, you know, just on the Warriors, but I feel like if Chris Paul was able to match with Cade with his passing, you know, I think they'd be a crazy matchup, especially since he is the veteran like that you were talking about.
Yeah, but I feel like CP3 is definitely not getting a win on that team. I mean, even if he was with Cade Cunningham, it's not going to work. What do you think,
well,
Chris?
He's very injury-prone, and I think he's in the later stages of his career.
Yeah.
I think he should
CP3, they made the move for him on the Warriors, and the Warriors just, what is going on? They're out of the play-in. They're currently 12th in the Western Conference behind the Rockets. And then the Lakers also, who are a great team, are 10th in the Western Conference with the King himself. What is going on in California?
I think let's start with the Warriors.
CP3 and Steph Curry, they're not even in the play-in. They're not eligible to be in the play-in. And what is going on?
Steph Curry, I think, you know, always been talked about to be kind of like a god, like, you know, he's just going to bring his team to the championship, or at least far into the playoffs, but he's been showing, you know, I saw something on Instagram the other day, he hadn't had a game without a three in like 4 or 5 years, and now he's had 2 games in the last 2 weeks without a three.
Yeah, but I mean, I still think he's finding a way to score. He's the first player ever to score 30 points when he's 35 or older, which Michael Jordan's the closest one. I saw the stat line. It was 28 points per game. But still, I mean, he's still doing something that nobody's ever done before.
Yeah. Then CP3.
Oh. Wait, no, let him talk.
Yeah. CP3, I was going to bring him up. And now they brought him in, who everyone thought would be a great addition to the Lakers. What do you think, Chris?
Warriors,
my fault.
Yeah, I think the Warriors just have a trouble finishing out games. I think that they lose it down the stretch, and they have key rotations that they are unable to just capitalize on those.
So are you saying they don't have enough games. Like depth?
I think
in their
that
lineup?
Yeah, their depth has been totally destroyed, and they have some inside issues with like Draymond being suspended.
Yeah,
and Klay Thompson has been through a definite slump. So their offense is just very struggling, just as a whole.
Then moving on to the Lakers, who won the play-in tournament and have just not looked like themselves after that. They are sitting 10th at below 500.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely tough. I mean, I think they fell off since then. But, I mean, talk about games being scripted. I mean, you always talk about the NFL, but I mean, isn't that crazy that the Lakers, one of the best teams ever, got into the play-in tournament and won?
In-season tournament, sorry.
But yeah, it's definitely hard to see LeBron and Curry, two of, like, the all-time great of our generations.
I was just going to say, I know we don't have too much time left, but just Victor Wembanyama.
At the Spurs,
you know, one of the youngest to the fastest triple-double of all time as a rookie, you know. It's really showing why he went first overall. I know there was a lot of, you know, best rookie of all time talk, but he's really showing why he went first overall.
However, they're last in the Western Conference.
So who do you think should
Who else is helping him on that team?
I know, but then you look at Chet Holmgren on OKC.
So who do you think should win rookie of the year? Chet or
But wait. On OKC, They're second. They're 1.5 games behind the Timberwolves.
Yeah, but they have Shea.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you look at that and then you realize how much a rookie can
do. True. I think I know, Jack, you were just bringing up
the rookie of the year. Chris, what do you think? The rookie of the year, Chet or Wembanyama?
I would give the slight edge to Victor as of right now.
I think that it's kind of unfair to put Chet in that conversation.
I was just about to say that.
I know that he got stumped out of his first year, but he had another year to recover and then work on his craft. So I don't think that's fair to put him in the rookie conversation, even though I like to see him doing well. It's unfair to do that to Victor Wembanyama.
I agree. I think that he he definitely has. He got that injury before the season even started. But I think that you have to give it to Victor. He's been carrying his team, even though they're not doing very well. He's really been showing why he went first overall. So I think Victor gets the edge over Chet in that conversation.
Thank you for listening to our podcast, and thank you to Chris and Caleb for joining us.